The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, Mr. Drew Quintero. How are you, Drew?
I'm great, Ashley. How are you?
Fantastic. It's always good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, thanks. So, and today we are talking about yet another one of my favorite events, and that is, it's totally tubular this year, right?
It is the most radical night that Quincy is going to experience in 2024.
That's awesome. So, of course, we're talking about Dancing with the Local Stars, put on by Cornerstone.
Correct.
And you are with Cornerstone.
Yes.
Can you give me just a little bit about your background with Cornerstone and kind of what y'all do over there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I am the marketing and development director for Cornerstone Foundations for Families, and we are a mental health facility. So we provide counseling and therapy to people of all ages, as well as some specialized programs to underserved youth in our school system, new and expectant mothers who are at risk for child abuse or neglect, and families who are going through or are in the middle of adoptive processes.
Gotcha.
So we do a lot over at our little 316 North 9th office, but everything we do is to provide skills, support, and hope to those who need it most.
Love it. I love it. And, you know I say this all the time, but it seems like the need is probably, maybe it's just, you know, my perception, but the need is growing, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it just seems like every day there's something new. And even for people who aren't, you know, quote unquote, at risk, they need those resources. From time to time, right?
That's right.
You know,
we all experience a little bump in the road, and sometimes that bump's a little bigger than just a day or two, and you might need to seek some help through a therapist, and that's what we're here for. We're here to help you get back on track and continue on life and living your most fulfilled and effective life possible.
Absolutely. And of course, none of this comes free, right? Nothing is free.
Nothing,
so,
no, yes.
So the event that you put on, the Dancing with the Local Stars, is one of your largest fundraisers, right?
It is our largest fundraiser of the year, and this is our 14th year. 14th. And this year, we are throwing it back to the 1980s.
That's going to be so awesome.
The teams have come up with some amazing songs.
Yeah.
They're dance routines are going to be so awesome.
Have you seen the costumes?
I have seen a few costumes here and there.
Yeah.
The amount of hot pink that will be like on that stage is just going to be blinding.
Yes.
And I couldn't ask for anything better.
That's so cool. So speaking of the teams, can you give us a list of who's
sure
performing?
Can.
Okay.
So this year, we have 9 teams competing for the elusive Mirror Ball Trophy.
Mirror Ball.
We have Amy Hendrian and Casey Girding, Brenna Phillips and Scott Phillips, Derek and Mary Bequist, Mark Hespin and Whitney Stanford, T and Connie Herbeline, Emily Watkins and Norm Ellerblack, Brianna and Ray Rivera, Angie Gooding and Becky Ketters, and Jim Molidor and Julie Phelan. And then we have a special performance from our 2-time champion, April Hawkins, and her coach from last year, Andrea Hayden, who participated in 2021 as well. So while scores are being tabulated, final numbers, you know, calculated, the crowd's going to get an extra special performance from April and Andrea.
That's so
and
cool.
You know, there maybe some water, you know, maybe there's a little flash dance happening. Who knows what is going to happen on Friday, February 2nd.
I was going to say, okay, so February 2nd, it is a Friday. You can get tickets now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, you can visit our website at cornerstone-quincy.org, or you can give us a call at 217-222-8254.
Okay.
It's a great night. All of the money stays here at Cornerstone to provide those services that we talked about earlier.
And not only do you get the entertainment, which with these, you know, these performers, you're not gonna be needing anything when you leave that night,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna leave it. I know they're gonna leave it on that dance floor.
Heck yeah!
I am taking bets with friends on how many people do the Roger Rabbit in their routine.
Oh my gosh!
So
that's really hard, by the way. I've tried it a couple times.
It's hard. You know, bringing back the Running Man and the Roger Rabbit has been a goal of mine. And
oh my gosh, that's awesome. And here you go.
And here we go. Yeah. I finally get to see it happen.
Okay, and then, so you get a table, right? Or you get a seat at a table, and you get, is it dinner? Is it appetizers?
There's dinner, so our social hour is from 6 to 7.
Okay.
Dinner will start around 7:15, and it is being catered by Hy-Vee.
Okay.
And then the entertainment starts at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. Yeah. And then cash bar?
Cash bar, yes.
Perfect. All right.
You know, because you'll need those spirits to stay warm on these cold, chilly days and nights.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it helps kind of, you know, I guess it gets you in the mood to like cheer and dance, and like I would be chair dancing the whole time with these with the 80s songs. But what a fun theme, what a fun night, what a great event, what a great cause. Congratulations on your, what'd you say, 17th year?
14th.
14th?
This is our 14th
year.
Okay,
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Well, Cornerstone, Dancing with the Local Stars, you get to help a great cause, you get amazing entertainment, and they're throwing it back to the 80s. What more could you want?
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You know? And we're so excited to honor the Shell family as
our
Humanitarians of the Year
this
year.
Yes, yes.
Holly, Dustin, Emma, Sophia, and Elijah are doing some amazing things in the memory of their daughter and sister, Grace Shell, who passed away tragically in October of 2020.
I remember that, yeah.
And this family has taken their grief and has processed it through spreading joy, kindness, and helping others who might be going through the same thing that they experienced.
Right.
And their mission for the Be Like Grace Foundation aligns so well with Cornerstone's that we are just thrilled to be able to honor them. And, you know, they shine a spotlight on so many different people in the community and on Grace's legacy and memory, that to be able to turn that spotlight back to them on that night is going to be an amazing thing.
Very, very special. And yeah, what better family. I know that, you know, if you live in or around the area, there's no doubt that you've heard of, you know, Be Like Grace, Believe Like Holly, right?
Yes.
I think that's another big, you know, they just do amazing things in light of the memory of their daughter. And I think it's amazing that you're honoring them.
I'm so excited.
Great. Yeah, very great. So entertainment, honoring a worthy family, supporting an awesome cause. Couldn't do much more than that, right?
What else can you do?
Yes, and
on a February night,
right?
You know?
I was going to say, on a chilly
night,
you have nothing else to do, right? So get a hold of Drew, get a hold of Cornerstone, get those tickets, get those tables, and support this great event, right?
Absolutely.
Drew, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coming up, I sit down with Paul Hathaway, and we talk about Prom Unlimited. Stay tuned.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials, and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With 6 big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan-favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now, with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you, 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has 2 locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
And welcome back. Joining me now, Paul Hathaway. And Paul, you are with, or you actually started this ministry, right? That is called, I'll let you talk about it, right?
Yes, it's called No Limit Special Needs Ministry. I think it was about 2 years and a month now ago when we kind of started the planning process and what it was going to look like.
What drew you to doing something like that?
I have a brother with special needs. I have a brother with Down syndrome. His name's Ben. And I attended a camp called Camp Callahan here in town with him. And I kind of just grew a passion there, and I started attending the Crossing, so I grew that passion for ministry and then that disability community as well. So I kind of just put the two together.
Perfect. I love it. So No Limits is a ministry aimed at supporting those with special needs. And one of the ways you're doing that, which I think is very, very cool, is Prom Unlimited.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. Give me a little bit of information about this because it's very, very cool.
Yeah. We're super excited for it. So Prom Unlimited is a prom night specifically for individuals with disabilities and their families or caretakers. So what it looks like, we're kind of playing off what A Night to Shine used to look like here in Quincy a while back. So they get to come in and they get to get their hair and makeup done and they get to go through a red carpet, all that fun stuff to make them feel as special and just amazing as possible.
Yeah.
And they get to get paired up with a buddy and that buddy just kind of walks them through the night, walks them through that, goes down the red carpet with them. Gets to have dinner with them, and then the prom night after that.
Very cool.
It's kind of what that's going to look like.
So. Yeah, and that's coming up pretty quick, right?
Yes, in less than 2 weeks now.
All right, and it's February 2nd?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're talking about Buddies. Is that a volunteer organization?
Yes.
How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So we have a volunteer base in No Limits.
Okay.
And this specific event has grown that almost doubled. Almost doubled it. We have over 100 new volunteers for this event, which is just amazing.
That is amazing.
But yeah, we have a lot of different positions like dinner serving or check-in team or doing hair and makeup or being a buddy or helping prep dinner, all kinds of different stuff and different positions available. But our biggest one is the buddy system where it's just your one-on-one with one of the guests.
Now, are you still looking for volunteers?
Yes, we are still looking for buddies is our biggest need right now. We're about 20 short from what we have. So we're still looking. I'm not super worried about it. I believe that it'll be here.
It'll all come together, yeah, for sure. I have no doubt.
But we're definitely looking, yeah.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to volunteer, whether it be a buddy or help out, you know, just in that night or any other capacity with No Limits Ministry, how would they go about getting a hold of you?
I think we have a website. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and then email through nolimits@thecrossing.net.
Okay.
And then any of those can kind of direct them to that.
Gotcha.
And that would be the best way. Any of the contact resources on there is the best way to just get in touch and figure out links and stuff like that. And
perfect.
How to
so the event itself, Prom Unlimited, is at the Crossing. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And if someone, so maybe somebody's just now hearing about this for the first time, can they still come?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
We don't really close registration until the event. We try to let as many people in as possible.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So now do you want people to register or can they just show up night of? How does that work?
Oh, yes. We want registrations,
okay.
Whether that's for guests and their parents or caretakers or volunteers. We want people to register so we know, because if the attendee's not registered, or the guest isn't registered and the volunteer's not registered, they can't get paired.
Gotcha.
And then they would either be, you know, buddy list, or we'd have to scavenge and try to find that.
Yeah. So it helps just with the planning, of course, but everybody's welcome, whether volunteering or attending this awesome night. So one more time, it's going to be February 2nd at the Crossing. And if they want to register for the event or they want to be a volunteer, how do they get a hold of you again?
Through social media is probably the best option.
Okay.
Facebook or Instagram or nolimits@thecrossing.net email is probably really good.
Perfect.
As well.
I love what you're doing. I think this is great. So one more time, just through No Limits Ministry, you have decided to pull to, is this the first year for it?
We're doing the prom night.
Gotcha.
We've hosted monthly events the first Friday of every month for the past 2 years. We did a day camp last year, but this is our first prom night, which has been a dream for a while. So it's finally coming together, which
this
is super exciting.
Awesome. Really proud of you. Thank you for doing all of this, of course, not just for the community, the special needs community, but I think it's really awesome. So appreciate everything that you're doing. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention how old he is, but this feller is younger, and I love that you're getting into it. It's awesome to see young people taking a stand and finding something they're passionate about. So good for you. And
I
hope this event turns out great. And if you want to volunteer or you want to register, reach out to Paul and No Limits Ministry through the Crossing and they'll get you set up, right?
Yeah. That sounds great.
All right. And before we go, I want to give a very, very special happy birthday shout out to Vita Austin. Vita is 100 years old today. Happy birthday, Vita. Coming up tomorrow, Coffee Talk. We'll see you then.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.